This shouldn't be a thing.
Today's headline from the New York Times. Headline reads, a fire festival? What could go wrong? 8 years and one prison sentence later, Billy McFarland is back with another attempt at the event. For those who don't remember, the original fire festival was a cluster of massive proportions.
It was so clustery, it was found to be fraud.
Yeah, wire fraud. All kinds of fraud.
By a guy named Billy McFarland. What were we thinking?
33-year-old Billy McFarland, a self-described tech entrepreneur who actually spent 4 years in prison for this first fire festival. Now, the next one is scheduled for May 30th to June 2nd on Isla Mujeres. I've actually been there a couple of times. Beautiful island right off of Cancun.
There you go.
Right off the coast of Mexico, across from Cancun. The event will be staged at Playa Fire, okay, on Isla Mujeres. It's being advertised as an electrifying celebration of music, arts, cuisine, comedy, fashion, gaming, sports, and treasure hunting, all set on Isla Mujeres. A total of 2,000 tickets available. Guess how much?
Oh, I'm going to say the starting price is around 50 grand.
1,400.
Oh, wow. It's way off. Let's go.
Up to $1.1
million. What does $1.1 million get you?
It covers admission for 8 people.
His legal fees.
It includes round-trip airfare from Miami to Cancun. That's about a 20-minute flight. A helicopter ride to Isla Mujeres. Another 20-minute flight. And the option of a 4-stateroom yacht or a 4-bedroom villa. Now, for people who attended the first fire festival, they didn't have bathrooms.
Nope.
They didn't have food.
Well, they had food.
They had sandwiches.
Google fire festival sandwich. It's great.
No bathrooms.
Yeah.
It was a nightmare for these people who spent big money to do this.
And they found out things were going awry the moment they got on the island. They were stuck on buses and people wanted to leave immediately. Hulu and Netflix dropped documentaries almost at the exact same time about this tropical grifter that is Billy McFarland. And the fact that we are even allowing him to do this is insanity. And I don't know.
He served his time.
Oh, I'm sure he learned a lesson, too.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah.
Tickets available. It's coming up fast. Don't let them slip out of your fingers. $1,000 to $1.1 million. Can't wait to see how this one's going to go.
Oh, my God.
That wraps up.
We get everything we deserve sometimes.
There's a sucker born every minute, they say. That wraps up today's edition of...
This shouldn't be a thing.